So the snippets is sponsored Leila Nishmas Adol Bas Yehuda Tzvi, and we are up to the Vav of Ashrei. And I admit to you, and I wonder if you'd admit to yourself, we think of Ashrei as such a simple tefillah, a straightforward, beautiful prayer, among the most familiar to us. As I've been studying it, in order to share with you, I've only begun to appreciate how complicated, if you actually think about even just the translations of the words, let alone their deeper meaning and themes, it's more complicated, and it's very eye-opening to tefillah in general, perhaps that we take very for granted, very much for granted, but that within each of those tefillahs is a lot more depth that we have not been pursuing. So we're up to the Vav. Ve'ezuzno rasecha yomeru u'gedulascha asa prena. They speak of your might, the might of your awesome deeds. Oz is the might, the strength of no rasecha, of your mighty deeds, your awesome deeds. U'gedulascha, but your greatness, your gedula asa prena, says David HaMelech, I will declare your gedula, your greatness. So of course this sentence begs a series of questions. Number one, we shift from the yomeru, they will say, asa prena, I will speak. Who's the they and who's the I? And why the change? What's the difference between yomeru, to say, and asa prena, to tell the story, the sipur asa prena? What's the difference between the Ezuz, the strength of Hashem, and Gedulascha, his Gedula, his greatness? So from the first half to the second half of this one sentence in Ashrei, we have at least three questions. Who's the third person to the first person? Yomeru to Asaprena. What's the difference between Amira and to tell Asaprena? And what's the difference between highlighting the O's of Hashem, his might, or his Gedula, his greatness? So the Sfarim, the Siach Yitzchak, but most of the commentaries all explain essentially the same. David HaMelech here is contrasting the relationship or the perspective of the nations of the world to the way that God is intervening or His providence in the world versus the way that David HaMelech sees the world, sees Hashem's guiding hand. Yomeru, they, the nations, they live with fear. They live with consequence. This is describing the eschatological era, the messianic era, Yemos HaMashiach. The nations of the world will see that Hashem will express His providence, He'll intervene, the wicked will be punished, nations who have hurt the Jewish people will have to pay the price, Hashem will provide divine retribution, Hashem will suspend the rules of nature, and He will exact judgment. And when they see His oaths, they see that greatness, that strength, they see the way that He can suspend or intervene in the rules of nature, that He will make the world operate based on His vision. When they see that strength, Yomeru, they will tell, not from a place of warmth, not from a place of praise, just from simply the observation, the first person experience, no rosecha, God's might. They will tell the wondrous might, the strength that is unparalleled of Hashem in this world. And David HaMelech contrasts that. They are approaching Meira with fear, from a perspective of consequence, says David HaMelech, I look at the same phenomenon, but I don't live with fear and I don't see it punitively. I don't see Hashem expressing strength as if He's scary. I, instead, Gedulascha, Gedula, we already said, is always used for chesed, Hashem's loving kindness, His generosity, His graciousness. Asaprena. Asaprena means, I will tell the story. Yomeru means, I'll tell because it's an observation, so I'll share it. Asaprena means I'm eager to tell the story. I have a great story for anyone who will listen. And the story I have to tell is not one of fear and consequence, but one of love and appreciation for Hashem's divine providence in this world. So Hashem has intervened, whether splitting the sea, the 10 plagues, destroying Sodom, the earth swallowing up Korach, or what He will do in the future. And the other nations see that and live with fear. They see the O's, the might. We see the Gedula. David HaMelech says, I see the Gedula. Rabbi Victor Miller explains that the later half of the Pasuk, David HaMelech is showing the ability to see the greatness, not only in Hashem's punitive arm, but in the hidden beauty and the reality of nature as well. The Gedula means, I see Hashem not only when He suspends nature, I see Hashem in the natural. Not only when the ground opens up to swallow Korach, I see Hashem in the ground when it's closed. I see Hashem in the national parks, in the Grand Canyon, in the Swiss Alps. I see Hashem in the ordinary, David HaMelech says, not only in the extraordinary when the ground opens up, but I see the Ribono Shelom, the Tfilos HaBorei, in the ordinary, Asa Prena. I will tell that story. When the sun rises and sets on schedule, It's as great as the Egyptians drowning in the sea. It's as wondrous as the animals survive in their natural habitat every day as when Korach got swallowed up. Gidulascha asaprena, your greatness I'm going to express. Another way of understanding this very same sentence is Gidulascha asaprena means I see the loving kindness within the might and the strength. What to those who are wicked and evil, who are paying the piper, what those who are experiencing the consequences perceive as punitive, I see God as your goodness, that you stand for a system of justice, that you will judge those who deserve it and provide a divine retribution. And so, Gidulascha Saprena, I see the intrinsic goodness, even within the deeds that to those who are experiencing the consequence, when they experience it, they feel it as something which is punitive. And we'll continue tomorrow night, but this goes right into the very next sentence. Zecher Rav Tuvcha Yabiu V'Tzidkascha Yiranenu. They express the renown of your great goodness and sing of your righteousness. So if David HaMelech was talking about the they versus the I, who is the they in the next sentence? The Zecher Rav Tuvcha Yabiu they. It's those same nations of the world who will now shift to begin to see things from our perspective, from a place of fear and consequence to a place of love and appreciation. We'll speak more about Zecher tomorrow night.